site lost charity RNIB Scotland is urging local authorities to ensure that new plans to create temporary cycle lanes do not endanger blind and partially sighted people. Now, last month, Cabinet Secretary for Transport, Infrastructure and Connectivity, Michael Matheson, invited Scottish local authorities to take advantage of traffic-free streets to introduce additional cycle lanes or expand existing ones. Now, here to talk about this is RNIB Scotland Director James Adams. Hello, James.
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So, RNIB Scotland certainly aren't against cycle lanes, but what would you like to have seen happen here?
Well, we fully understand and we fully support, you know, in these unique circumstances that adaptations have to be made across society, obviously to deal with the coronavirus situation. We do understand this initiative by government. You know, we appreciate why they're doing it. It's just obviously for many visually impaired people, you know, having these cycle lanes pop up all over the place is potentially very difficult for them trying to be able to get about because they're not going to be aware of where these might be. You know, the concern is they won't have the indicative infrastructure elements which allow blind and people to actually identify them at the moment, and we're just worried it might end up being a deterrent for blind and partially sighted people, you know, when we emerge from lockdown, being able to go out and about.
A similar scenario to the silent cars as well.
Absolutely. RNIB Scotland fully understands and supports the rationale behind having cycle lanes, and we support more active travel when it's good for exercise, and many blind and partially sighted people enjoy cycling themselves and they use them tandem bikes to do that. Our concern is just how they're physically laid out, be that a pop-up cycle lane or the long-term cycle lanes. We just want a clear delineation between the pavement and when a cycle lane starts, and that would pertain to these pop-up cycle lanes as well. So we'd like to have curbs there so that a blind partially sighted person and or their guide dog can know that there's going to be a change in the streetscape, so they don't inadvertently, you know, walk out onto a cycle lane and have an accident caused.
And RNIB Scotland have also introduced a new courtesy code.
What this does is set out the expectations that a blind partially sighted person may have when they are going back out into society after lockdown. It just carries some of the information about, you know, maintaining social distancing, people to be aware of other people with disabilities, including sight loss, and just to recognise that not everybody who has sight loss, you know, not everybody carries a stick or has a guide dog. You don't necessarily know that somebody's got sight loss, and just to be aware of that. And also for cyclists to be aware that you may have a visually impaired person actually, you know, crossing the cycle lane.
How do people find out more information, James?
On our website, people can go and visit and they can find out more about our coronavirus courtesy code, www.rnib.org.uk/Scotland/campaigning-RNIB-Scotland/coronavirus-courtesy-code.
James Adams, RNIB Scotland Director, thanks for taking the time out your busy day, I'm sure, to talk to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries. Thank you very much.